Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back from the Labor Day weekend. I'm so glad to be here with you tonight. And I want to welcome you to another episode of The Preacher and the Miracle Man. And I, the Miracle Man, I'm your host for this evening. And it's so glad to be with you. Since I was not here last night, that means tonight is very busy. We got Testimony Tuesday, as we always do on Tuesday, but I've also got a lot of football to get to. So we're going to do a special Tuesday night edition of Football Central. Since there's no Monday holiday again for the remainder of the season, there will not be another Tuesday Football Central. I will take a few minutes, though, this Tuesday night to talk about the Monday night game that happened before. Other than that, this will be the only Football Central on a Tuesday. Specifically, we have Lions' last preseason game. We have Midland Dow, Press Box Update, Michigan State. Also, a little bit of insight, a small assessment on who I think the best conference is right now in college football. Part of that will be tonight, part of that will be tomorrow night. Since everyone basically has played a game of football, I just thought I would take a look. I'll do another assessment in about 5 or 6 weeks, as well, to see how we're doing, to see who the best conference is. Thank you for that.
Can you please give me a napkin?
All right, now, thank you. Let me just tell you this real quick, and then I'll get into where I'm at. Usually I'll do Mac Monday, where I eat some food and I'll tell you what I had, but since we didn't do one last night, I switched it up and did it on Tuesday. And so what did I have? I had a McChicken, a large fry, which was awesome tonight, by the way, and of course, a large Coca-Cola with no ice. And very refreshing on a day as hot as today is outside here in this area of the country. Labor Day happened yesterday, but even though most pools, outdoor pools close and things of that nature, Mother Nature doesn't always shut it off right then. In fact, last year we had 90-degree heat as late as like September 26th, September 27th. Crazy. you know, summer really does still last until like the 22nd of September. Even though, as a custom, I mean, as a person, I personally think that summer ended yesterday and that fall started today. But I am here at McDonald's, 1711 South Saginaw Road, across the street from a Kmart store as well as a Save-A-Lot grocery store. If you're coming south, we're on the left-hand side of the road. Coming north, we're on the right. We are northwest of a Marathon/Admiral gas station in southeast of Disability Network of Mid-Michigan office. So, thinking here. I got a couple words to say about this summer that just finished up. Lots of good memories, of course. Going to Ohio, you know, Cincinnati, Columbus was really cool. Cedar Point. And then, of course, getting to go to those beaches, Ludington, Higgins Lake. Waterford Oaks, and I already said Cedar Point. Great Lake, I mean, Saginaw County Fair with Big Rock Amusements. So, fun summer. Invasion was awesome, as always. So, yeah, I was up to a lot this summer. But I will say, although it was a good warm summer, like what I wanted, I wish we could have had more Saturdays that were nice and clear, where it wasn't so cloudy and rainy and gloomy, because those Saturdays will wreck your boat. Yeah, when it's like that, it'll wreck your boating plan. Especially if you're one of those people who say you live in Detroit area and your cabin's way up north, you'll get up there maybe a little late Friday, then you got to leave kind of early Sunday, so that leaves Saturday as your real play day. And that's kind of why I always say those summer Saturdays are so important. To have good weather, because they just make for something special. My hope is next year we'll make up for it. And of course, I do want the trend of warmer summers to continue. I really do. My hope is it will, because I'm not a fan of the real cool summers. I'm not. I prefer like high 70s and up. Because this guy likes to be in the water. Or at least if he's outside chilling somewhere, especially by the pool, drinking a nice cold Coca-Cola. Summer life right there. Nice cold Coke. You can just see it, you know. It's like just be out there with nice cold drink, soft drink. You know, a lot of the world, when they say nice cold drink, they'll be talking about, you know, a beer or a pina colada or something. Me, I just want a nice cold soft drink or milkshake or something like that. Maybe a pumpkin frappuccino right about now, if Starbucks has one that doesn't have the coffee taste. But a lot of good summer memories. Because I think that, you know, not just children, but adults should at least have something from at least every other summer, at least something that they can really remember, you know, because there's something special about summertime. In fact, I have tried to come up with songs. Some of them are rather nice, of songs that I have kind of came up with where various lyrics are changed to be about summer. Because someone asks me, what's your favorite time of year? I have to say, well, there's two. In no particular order. One is from like June 7th or so up to Labor Day. The other is from a couple weeks before Thanksgiving, but even more so the day after Thanksgiving up to Christmas Day. It would be up to New Year's if all those stations who play Christmas music for nearly 30 days would leave it on to the 31st. And I'm going to get off on that right now, though, because I don't want to make anybody mad for one thing. And secondly, you won't have to worry about hearing Christmas music for a while yet. And if you're listening to my show, generally, you won't hear Christmas music before Thanksgiving unless you ask. People are asking, like in early November or mid-November, then I'll do it. And yes, I do. I will admit, I am one of those who likes to peek in very early November and turn on my Christmas music. I am that guy who likes to do that. Do not judge me, please. And don't it? That includes you. You don't get to judge me for it either.
I would never.
It's having fun. Just picking at you. You know that.
I know.
You know. I'm laughing because no one else was, because you guys who are listening to me, you know, on this program, you got to learn to laugh. You got to laugh once in a while, even if nothing's funny. You got to laugh once in a while. It's good for you. It's good. And after all, someone's got to pick on. We all need someone to pick on us here and there a little bit, you know. That's why, excuse me, that is why certain people here and there over the years will tease me about Pepsi, you know, and say why they think Pepsi is so great, or they'll say, like, I'm wearing a Pepsi shirt or whatever. But, of course, on this show, we always say the war is the Coke versus the Dr. Pepper, because Preacher Man's favorite soft drink is Dr. Pepper. But mine, Miracle Man's favorite soft drink is Coca-Cola. And so, since the Cola Wars is kind of something, you know, kind of like a lot of people follow it and what have you, I've done it a different approach. That's why we say it's Coke versus Dr. Pepper, as opposed to Coke versus Pepsi. Because my favorite soda to drink is a Coca-Cola. What just dropped? Okay. My favorite thing to drop, I mean, my favorite thing to drink is a Coca-Cola. And as I always say, available in three flavors, classic, cherry, or vanilla. Now, the diet, we don't talk about it. By the way, diet soda, just doesn't taste very good at all. It really doesn't, and does more harm than good. You're just better off drinking regular soda. So just take that as a word of advice. Now, I'm going to very briefly tell you the plan for tonight, and then we're going to get going after I do the quick intro, and then we play. Because, as I said earlier, I got a lot of football to get to. Let me just see what time. Okay, it's basically 10 minutes before 7 o'clock, so some time, but so that I can have optimal time to do everything I want to do tonight. I'm just going to right now tell you the plan real quick first, and then the how-to, and then we're going to pray, and we're going to get into the Word of God. So, the plan is we're going to read from Mark 4. After that, we're going to possibly read from Hebrews 11. I say possibly because that's going to depend on time. And then I'm going to exhort on the reading. And then I already outlined for you what we're going to talk about on Football Central tonight. And that is Midland High, Dow High, Midland Community Stadium Press Box Update, Michigan State, and then other games of interest / assessment of other conferences. So that, my friends, is the plan for tonight. It's a lot of stuff, but we're going to do it. And in case you're wondering, folks, tomorrow night is going to be super busy too, because NFL weekend's starting after tomorrow night. Thursday night, NFL starts. So we're going to have another busy, 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 busy night. The last thing I'm going to say before I introduce is, you know, what about now, these next couple months, I'd have to say would be my next favorite time of year because of, you know, all the football and stuff, even though outside's not necessarily the greatest. You know, it starts to cool down a bit and stuff, unless you're in the South. Now, in the South, I would say this would almost be tied. But, you know, would that to say we're having a football central tonight, we're having a football central tomorrow. And so that leads me to the introduction. And before I give the number and stuff, I will say generally how we're doing the football centrals is that on a normal Monday or Wednesday at 7:25, Football Central will go live. Whatever other sports there is, Tigers or whatever, will be done a couple minutes beforehand. That way at 7:25, I'm ready to get right into the football. And football fans that are listening, I will totally allow you to call in, you know, what you want to discuss, you know, whether it be Lions football, Michigan, Michigan State, high school. Are you an SEC guy like how I kind of am? Or should I totally forget the SEC? And if I should, I don't just want you to say it. I'm going to want you to give me a supporting argument. We're all good to have our opinions on that, but I just like to know the reasons, you know? So that's how we roll. Now, this show, Preacher Miracle Man, we've been doing this show for 13 months now. We've done 200 episodes. The true overall focus of this show, it's a couple different things. Most importantly, it's about faith and miracles and your relationship with God. Because God should be the most important thing in your life. It really should be. Yeah. We love talking about miracles. I'm still believing for God to give me back my eyesight that Satan stole from me when I was 3 months old. Amen. God's going to heal me. He is, he is, he is, he is. But it's about faith on miracles, faith and miracles and God and teaching. That is the most important focus. The other key focus of this show is sports. As my dream career for the last at least 10 years, 10 years ago was, maybe 11 now, was when I came out of the closet and said that that was exactly what I wanted to be was a sports broadcaster. But I think my desire was there, I would say up to 3 years prior to that, basically for half my life. I wanted to be a sports broadcaster. And I have true enjoyment for sports, especially football and baseball and basketball, especially those. I will say it is a lot more so football than anything else. It really is. Football gets my attention the most. It's the most watched sport in this country. And part of why I devote so much time to it. And that's why I do the pick six on Wednesday nights. That's why I pick these games. I enjoy it. There's only so many of these games. So that's why there is so much focus on so many broadcasters, PN and other site and other channels, media outlets, Fox Sports. Most of their time right now when it comes to sports is being spent on football. And that's why. Yeah, football is so big in this country. I love football. Many sports radio fans love football. And so that's why I talk about football. It's what people want to hear in the fall. So that was just a little explanation of kind of what we are, why we do what we do. Also, I do my shows here at McDonald's, so if you're a new listener, first time tonight, you already heard me do one of my, referred to it as the Mac Monday, even though today's Tuesday. I'm at McDonald's, so I like to put out plugs for their products. And so that's why I do it. So, to speed things up a little bit, how you can listen. By the way, folks, those of you who are listening, I want you to please spread the word about this great program. Please, 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 please. Share it. Tell people about it. Put it on Twitter. Put it on Instagram. Put it out on your Facebook. Your Snapchat. WhatsApp. Whatever other social network sites you got. Kick. Tackle. Punch. I made up the last two, but whatever, you know, because there's so many out there. Spread the word, please. Because we believe in God to grow this audience so we can reach a lot more people. We can change the world through faith and radio. That's our goal. What you want to tell the listeners is they can go to blogtalkradio.com. That's the website, blogtalkradio.com. After that, you will type in a search bar, you will type in Upfront Entertainment. After that, you will see a link, and the link is to Living Large. Once you get on that, you should see a link that says Preacher and Miracle Man. once you get on that, we want you to hit that follow button. Because when you hit the follow button, you're going to get notified every time we get ready to do a show. For example, tomorrow night, 6:30, we're going to do another show. And then Monday, we're going to do another show after that. On Monday. So, I also want to remind you, it is always a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone. Always a smart thing. You'll use your phone for all kinds of other stuff. Pay bills, call people, text, go on Facebook, go on Twitter Bopper. Why not use it for something that'll change your life? Listening to this radio show. Amen. Also, we have a phone number where you can call into the show and you can interact with me. We can talk together. And we can talk about generally anything you want to talk about tonight, as long as it's not politics. If it's politics, I'm just going to tell you to pray for your leaders that have authority over you, like the Bible says. And I'm going to tell you to vote. Basically, exactly 2 months from right now, 2 months and 2 days, is going to be the election. And you want to get out there and vote. The telephone number to get a hold of us is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. You want to listen for the prompts, please. When you hear the prompt that says press 1 to call into the live show, you'll want to press 1. And once you do that, you'll go through the call screener. And then my assistant, Jenny, who's sitting right here, she'll let me know that we got a caller. And then I'm going to say, you know, Chris from Chicago, you're on the Preacher and Miracle Man show. What say you? If I know where you're from. If you're a first-time caller, and then we want to know where you're from. That way we can give credit where credit is due. That's how they do that on the other talk shows. So that's what we're going to do here. All right. Let's pray real quick. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this evening. I thank you for these listeners that have made the choice, wherever they're at, to come on board with this program. I thank you that these people would be blessed through you, that they're ready to receive from you tonight in the name of Jesus. Their hearts are receptive, their minds are alert, so that they can receive of your word tonight, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that you'd bless me tonight. Thank you that I would say what you would have me say only. I also thank you, Lord God, that you would make me an oracle, and that you just strengthen my voice, and that you just put a boldness on the inside of me. Just the sharpness. Lord, I hereby confess over the show that finances come into the show, listeners come into the show, great big audience increases, partners and sponsors come into the show, and new equipment comes into the show. But most importantly, Lord, more than all of that, I'm believing in the name of Jesus that souls are going to come into the show and people are going to turn their lives over to you, Jesus. Come out of the world, come into God. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that tonight. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. All right. The time is 7:07, so we're going to go to Mark 4, as I said. Hang on for a second. I'm just finding my place. While I'm finding my place, let me just remind you folks that whatever you do, I want you to do wherever you're at. Whatever I do, I want you to do wherever you're at. As I'm opening my Bible, I want you to open it and study with me. If I sing a song, if you know the lyrics, how about you go ahead and sing with me? If I am praying, how about you go ahead and pray? If I just got my hand lifted up to the Lord, then how about you just follow along with me? Tonight, we're going to read from Mark chapter 4. We're going to read the whole chapter. I'm going to exhort briefly about it. I'm going to call this Jesus the Storm Calmer. So if you're taking notes, Jesus the Storm Calmer. Amen. Jesus the Storm Calmer. We're going to read a few parables first, but please don't tune me out because these are all important. Once I'm done with this, I'm going to do a series on all the parables of Jesus. I'm going to start that real soon. Because that was how Jesus taught. He used parables. I'm going to explain to you what they mean. So, Matthew 4, verse 1. After Jesus began to teach by the lake, the crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake. That had to be a lot of people. I bet you it was 5,000 to 10,000 people. I don't know how big the waterfront area was, though, near that particular place. Maybe it was the size of, a little tiny beach we have here in Midland. Or maybe it was, Weddington size or something. I don't know. But we're going to keep going. And while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge, he taught them many things by parables. And in his teaching, he said, "Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds of the air came and ate it up. Some fell on some rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. When the sun came up, the plants were scorching and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants so that they did not bear much fruit. Still, other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop, multiplying 30, 60, or even 100 times. Then Jesus said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." When he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked him about the parables. He told them, "The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you. But to those on the outside, everything is said in parables, so that they may be ever seeing but never perceiving, and ever hearing but never understanding. Otherwise, they might turn and be forgiven." And Jesus said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any other parable? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed along the path, where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that..." Just turn the page. "He takes away the word that was sown in them. Others were like seed sown on rocky places, where they hear the word, receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires of other things come and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop, 30, 60, or even 100 times what was sown." Let me just see. All right. Dan 1. So we're going to go growing seed. We're going to read these next two parables because these are really good ones. So go down to verse 26, please. Mark 4:26. The only reason I skipped that second parable was just for the sake of time. And he also said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground, night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up. The seed sprouts and it grows, even though he doesn't know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain. First the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it because the harvest has come." 30. Again he said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest seed plant in the ground. Yet when planted, it grows, and it becomes the largest of all seed large plants with such big branches that the birds of the air can perch in its shade. With many similar parables, Jesus preached the word to them as much as they could understand. He did not say anything to them without using a parable, but when he was alone with his own disciples, he explained everything. Pay attention. This is what I am going to exhort you on for a couple of minutes, because time is getting short. And the day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let's go over to the other side of the lake." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. And a furious squall came up with the wave, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the standing, sleeping on a cushion, and the disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and he said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified, and they asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." "All right, all right, all right. Sit down. Sit down. Now, Jesus talked to his disciples. You know, they're in the boat. The waves come up, and they're just wild, crazy waves, extremely high. So high, in fact, you know, and it's, they can almost topple the boat, so high the waves are. The disciples are getting all scared, and they say, "Jesus, don't you care? We drown." And then he and then he calmed the storm right then, right, and it becomes calm. In modern days, that storm could be a bad report you got. It could be a marriage that's under siege. It could be your children running away. It could be a lot of different things. It could be item after item after item after item after item. Just crazy, crazy, crazy. And when I talk about the storms, I'm not talking about the everyday little struggles of traffic was heavy, my dog, I was late to work because of my dog, chewing my pillow. No. It's talking about item after item after item, you know, just all this crazy stuff, you know. My kid has cancer, my wife has cancer, or whatever else. You know what? Jesus wants to calm these storms. He wants to calm these storms. Whatever the storm is in your life, he wants to calm it. But do you want to know what? In order for Jesus to calm the storm, You got to believe. You got to have faith. You got to have faith. Without faith, you can't please God. And in order to have the storm calmed by Jesus, you got to have faith that he will do what he said in his word. I'm going to pray real quick because we're just about out of time. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word. I thank you, Lord, for these people. I take authority over these storms that are just raging against these people. I don't know what these people are going through. I don't. You know, though, God. You know. Thank you, Lord God, that whatever these storms are, with these wild waves that seem to basically never, ever stop, I thank you that these waves and these storms will cease right now, right here, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that these people will find you if they don't know you, and that they will just live for you with everything they have. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we're going to shift over to some sports. First off, I want to let you know, the Tigers started a series with the White Sox yesterday. They lost 4-3. They were up earlier in the game, but then in the ninth inning, they gave up some runs, a home run, a single, then a walk-off homer. Shane Green, actually, because of how he did last night, I'm going to call him Shame Green. S-H-A-M-E, Shame Green. He did not record a single out in the ninth inning last night. Not one out. Not one. Instead, he just gave up runs. And allowed guys to get on base. So, not so pretty, if you ask me. Not so much. Final score, 4-3. Tigers play tonight at 7, at 8:10. Now, it is time for Football Central. And so, hello, everybody. This is the Miracle Man. And so, now, welcome to Football Central. I'm your host for another edition of Football Central, and I am the Miracle Man. And so glad to be with you tonight as week one of college football is finished. And weekend two here in Michigan of high school football. Sorry, folks, about last night. Since yesterday was Labor Day and I was doing some other things, I was unable to do a show. So that's why we are doing tonight a Tuesday edition of Football Central. But from now through the end of the season, we don't really have any Monday holidays remaining. So it'll be Monday and Wednesday that I'll be doing this for you guys. Monday and Wednesday. Football Central. So, what will I be talking about tonight? We have Midland High football, Dow High football, Midland style press box update. We have Michigan football, state football, as well as a little bit of who I think the best conferences in the NCAA and why. Let's begin with Midland football, Midland Chemics. On Thursday, the Midland Chemics took to the gridiron to take on a Flint Common Ainsworth team that features two brothers. One's a senior, one's a junior. Both by the last name of Fletcher. Well, Flint Common Ainsworth scored first to make it 3-0 early in the first quarter, but then Midland tied it up with a touchdown and a good extra point. But then Flint decided, not so fast. And they, between the second and fourth quarters, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, they put up a combined 18 unanswered point attack, including the Fletcher boys, in order to beat the Chemics 21-7 at Northwood University. And the Chemics are now 0-2 for the first time since 1996, actually. You know, Jenny, I had told you it was 2000, but I made a mistake. It was actually 1996.
Oh, okay.
22 years. One Midland that started 0-2, the best they've made it to is 6-3. So I would like them to win all of their last seven regular season games. I'll set the goal at 6. They're 0-2. However, Dow is in the exact same place as Midland is right now. That's because Dow High went to Lapeer on Thursday night to take on the Lightning of Lapeer High School. And for the first half, it was all about the Lightning. They were lighting up Dow High. They were just having their way. Dow's quarterback threw two more picks on Thursday night to make it 7 on the season. And the Lightning took advantage. By the first half, it was 17-0. But suddenly, third quarter came. Lapeer scored again, but then Dow started getting to work. Dow started getting to work, and they didn't give up. For a while, it seemed like they were going to kind of give up, but Dow really stepped it up within the last couple of minutes. They got a touchdown, and then they went for an onside kick, and they actually recovered. They actually got the onside kick, and you know what? They ended up getting another touchdown. Dow did. As Lapeer beats Dow High 31-19. And that's the second week in a row that I have learned that Dow can fight. And Midland can fight too, because I saw that in week one when I was listening to it on the radio. Even though last week, apparently Flint knew that we tried that last week, so they just decided, nope, not this time. And Midland made too many mistakes on offense, not reading things right. And so Coach Mettner has some things to work on for Friday night. Press box update. So it was the first day of school here in Midland Public Schools. So Mr. Michael Sherrow, superintendent of schools, put out one of his weekly communiques today. In it, he talked a little bit about the press box. That's not the only thing that was in it. But I'll tell you basically what Mr. Sherrow said about the press box. He said, and I quote, no, I'm not going to quote him. I'm just going to paraphrase what he said. He basically said that they've selected the contractor to tear down the current press box. But they have to get approval from the insurance company before that can be done. Once they get the approval from the insurance company and the claims and stuff, then it's going to move really quickly, and they're going to tear down that press box. As for rebuilding the press box, they will then start looking at estimates. How much time, how much money, you know, to build a new press box. And they're going to have to also make some big changes to it. It'll have to have an elevator in it because of building codes and things of that nature. So they're going to look at some things, I'm very sure, so that it can be the best it can be. Of course, they're going to have to get a new sound system. So that'll increase the cost. Now, for us fans, until the old press box is remodeled, I mean, it's torn down, we cannot sit on that side of the stadium. We have to be on the visitor's side of the field because of safety reasons. My hope is that they can really get it taken care of quick, because as a fan, I'm ready to get to be back on that home side, as it's nice and big over there, everything else. But I think this could be a blessing in disguise come hopefully next year and years to come, because we'll have a better press box, hopefully, with better sound. So we'll be able to hear it up and down the stadium, and it'll be really good. Got to give a shout-out, though, to the band at Northwood, the Midland High Band, for being so awesome. They sounded really loud to me. They sounded louder than what I've heard them possibly ever. That drum line, oh, Jenny, wasn't that the best you remember him being, don't you think, almost?
Oh, yeah.
Is it just me, or did you honestly think that was louder?
Yeah.
In your mind, was that also the biggest you ever saw? It was 23?
Yes,
sir. Because you're used to 18 or 20.
Right.
So you think this could have possibly been the biggest in MHSB in history, maybe? You wouldn't be surprised?
Yeah.
About 212 members, I was told, and so it was great. Midland has a home game this Friday, and my hopes are that we can be back in the stadium. My hope is that also that they can have the band and the student section being right next to each other. And, you know, going to be ready for – regardless of where that game is, I'm going to be there. Going to watch some football, go to dance, and have fun with the band, and get loud and rowdy, and have a ball. And then now we're going to talk some college football. We're going to start first with Michigan State. On Friday night, Michigan State played Utah State in East Lansing. a lot of people would have thought, oh, yeah, Michigan State's going to cruise. State ran into some obstacles around the way. They made some silly penalties and stuff. They still won the game 38-32. However, they had to score very late, and they had to stop. They had to stop Utah State in order to get that win. Utah State actually threw an interception, which ended up really blessing us, as Michigan State wins 38-32 over Utah State. Next up, Michigan at Notre Dame. This was on Saturday night, another prime timer, 8 o'clock. This occurred at 8 o'clock. This was in South Bend. And Michigan won. Michigan lost 24-17. To be honest with you folks, I don't think the score they played Notre Dame that close. The defense did a pretty good showing, to be honest with you. There was a 99-yard kickoff return for a touchdown by Michigan. But if it wasn't for that, I think it would have been 24-10. Shea wasn't moving the ball too well. Shea Patterson, he was struggling. So they took him out, put another guy in. He started moving the ball. But then Harbaugh's like, oh, look, we're going to put Shea back in now. Yeah, Shea, come back out, Shea. We're going to use you now. When that happened, though, that they stopped moving the ball. Either Notre Dame's had us figured out or something. We're going to have to work harder. Michigan's going to have to work harder in order to win more games, more of these big games, because part of how you're judged as a team and as a coach is by winning these big rivalry games, like Michigan-Notre Dame, Michigan-Wisconsin, Michigan-Ohio State, Michigan-Michigan State. Very important. All of these are on the road. All of them. We have the toughest schedule in the conference. In the whole Big Ten Conference, Michigan does. Yes, we do. In Michigan, we have we have the toughest schedule. So our defense can improve quite a bit, but the offense really needs to improve if they want to beat Ohio State, if they want to beat Michigan State or Wisconsin. They must work harder. Michigan State, they got some things to work on too. Less penalties. They can also work on defense a bit, I think. That'll serve them well. Michigan plays Western Michigan at the Big House on Saturday. Next. All right. Since we are 1 week through the stadium, I'm going to do something that I'll only do maybe 2 to 3 more times throughout the season. A quick look at what happened in some other conferences outside of the Big Ten. Before I do that, though, I will just say, in game 1 of 3 without Urban Meyer's, Ohio State had no problem beating their opponents at all. They put up nearly 75 points. I will also say Penn State barely beat Appalachian State, the same team that actually beat Michigan back in 07. So I don't think Penn State's going to be as much of a power as they were last year. Let's look at some other conferences. Out in the pack, you had you had Washington State. They were ranked very high, higher than Auburn in the SEC, but guess what? Auburn beat them. Another one. You had Miami of Florida. I forget what conference they are. Versus LSU from SEC. A lot of people, so many people were saying they didn't think LSU had a chance. LSU beat them by 16 points. Louisiana State University. And then number one ranked Alabama, number three ranked Georgia, both from the SEC, both beat their opponents big time. They crushed them. In the Big East, Florida State lost by a lot of points to Virginia Tech. So when I look at, even when I look at the Big 12 to be decent, I think, like a lot of the years lately, but not necessarily last year, I think the SEC right now, today, is the best conference in college football.
Is that what it is,
Nate? That doesn't mean they're going to win the college football playoff. No. Just my opinion. I figured after week one, I just figured I would just take a look and see based on what I saw and heard about these games. I'll do another one of these assessments about 5 weeks or so. Because by then we'll have a much clearer idea. Then I can do a bit better and critique everything else. NFL. Lions got crushed by the Browns on Thursday in preseason football. I'm so glad that doesn't matter, that the preseason does not count. I am very glad, because otherwise that would have just made us look terrible. Monday, the Lions take on the New York Jets, Jets, team who's not really supposed to be very good, from what I understand. From what I understand, they're not supposed to be that good. And so, for what it's worth, so let me finish by just saying, until tonight. Oh, why did you snoop me? Sorry. Until tomorrow night, folks. And tomorrow night we're gonna have a Lions preview, and it's gonna be a great night. And a preview to all of our other stuff, all our other football games, Midland, Dow, college, lots of stuff to get to tomorrow night in Football Central. So, until tomorrow evening, folks, God first, God always. So long, everybody.